Good morning to everybody. We miss you even more than Baruch Hashem all together, learning together as much as possible, davening for one another, thinking about one another. That's what Kosher Baruch Hu wants us to do. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichu to be back, to be samech together. So, we are starting a new bracha today. Bracha Pokeach Ivrim, person who makes blind people able to see. Kamuvan, the bracha is not just for blind people. It's for every one of us at night when we're sleeping. Our eyes are closed. All kind of different things are happening with our eyes in the course of the sleep. But the mice we're not seeing. And we get up in the morning and, Baruch Hashem, we're able to see. The eye is one of our primary kelim that Hashem gave us to interact with the world. And therefore, it's something to appreciate, this amazing thing. Think of just how life would be if Hashem were to create us without eyes. There are beings that don't have eyes. People, Rahman al-Sun, can't see. World and all the colors that we always interact with, and our ability to perceive the different things by seeing them. If a person just hears something, even now we're saying a shir just by talking, it's not the same thing standing in front of somebody and interacting and talking with them. So we want to talk about two parts of the Hakara Satoiv and the Hakara of the godless of the ayin that we have, the eyes that we have. Number one is the physical eye, which is this amazing, amazing tool. We all know about it, but just pay attention to it, how everything is always in focus. If you have a camera, you always have to focus it to get the picture focused properly. And you think, oh, there must be just a little thing over there that's moving back and forth. Everything is very complicated. The body doesn't work by mechanical things. It's all chemical reactions. And for just looking, for the eye to be able to absorb the different types of light rays that are getting at it, and to constantly focus, it has to be every second, millions and millions of chemical reactions that are happening back and forth in order for that to happen, without us even thinking about it. Things that are taking place in billions of seconds, back and forth, also we should be able to see without even thinking about energy into it. The lens we have to see is perfectly designed for us. And also, in order to focus the different muscles around the lens, they're constantly changing the shape of the lens so that it should focus for close distance, for further distance, in the proper fashion. The eye itself has a whole set of muscles all around it, so it could be able to turn in every direction quickly in a way that we could always, wherever we move, and whenever we want to see something, we can see it. The fact that we can see in color, at night we see black and white, but when we have more light outside, we can see in color. You know, all the cameras, complicated cameras, are trying to copy that ability of seeing color, but the eye itself that Hashem gave us sees everything. And together with that, we have the tears that are always cleansing the eyes and keeping it moist so it should work properly. We have even things like the eyelid. You know, if the eyelid would not work properly, we wouldn't be able to see. I heard about somebody, Rachman Lislan, his eye is perfect. But the muscle that's supposed to control his eyelid open and closing doesn't work, and he's blind. He can't see anything because he has no way of opening up his eyes. And as we know, our eyelids are constantly opening and closing so that we get the maximum protection for our eyes. Mitzad Echo and Mitzad Hashem, we could see things. The speed that the eye could process information, like we mentioned before, 1,000 frames a second, so that we should be able to see things that are moving slowly and things that are moving fastly, quickly. These are just a few examples of things for us to pay attention to every morning. When we get up in the morning, we could see, think to ourselves, like we said before, what would life be without this, and what life is with this, and how perfectly it's made. So we should have the most perfect experience. You know, it says even there's halacha and yontif that if somebody has some problem with his eye, it's somebody should even say it's considered oichel nefesh, because when you see the food and you see it well, you enjoy it more also. That's part of the experience. If you can't see what you're eating, you enjoy it less. Even that, Hashem made all these little things so that we should be able to enjoy the world that Hashem created for us. So that's number one. The fact that once again, we were sleeping in the sleep mode, our eye was now working in a way that we could use it. You all know about the different parts of sleep, or the rapid eye movement and different things. That the eye is not in a position for us to see with it. That's part of the way the body rests, to go through that situation. But every morning we get up and everything's perfectly back, working the way it should be for us to interact in such a pleasurable, enjoyable fashion with the world. And it's full color, always in focus. And even if our eyes, for different reasons, does not focus properly, Hashem gave us a chesed that we have eyeglasses, contact lenses, and different ways of coming back to seeing things the way we should. That is one half of what we want to say today. Another half that we want to say today is there's a human eye and there's a Jewish eye, which are two different milas that we have. The etzem physical eye is an amazing thing to thank Hashem for every single day. But like we're saying from the beginning, we're building ourselves up. I'm not just another human being. I'm a Yisrael. I have a special keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we start from the beginning of the day. When I get up in the morning, right away, my tefillah yadayim, remind myself, I'm back to life. A new day of Avodas Hashem, like a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Asher Yotzeh with my body, Kain Neshama with my Neshama. Nos Nasechvi. I remind myself I have Seichel to use to be Avodas Hashem. Shalai Sani Goy, Shalai Sani Yavin, Shalai Neisha. Napukech Ivim. When I'm interacting with the world, how am I interacting with the world in the world with? We know there's two ways an eye can be used. It says, Losesu Achrei Levavchem Vachrei Yenechem. Don't go after your eyes. That is a negative use of the eye. That the eye is chomed. The eye sees things outside of myself, things I don't have. Oh, what would life be if I just have this or just have that? I'm looking at things that are also to look at, which is machri of a person's whole ruchnius. And Nebuch, in our day and age, we have so many nisyonis with these things. There's a sakona. One of the sakonas of modern technology. That is the negative way of using the eye. But that's not the way Hashem wanted us to use the eye. We have, on the other hand, the koyach of the eye, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Tamidim shel Avraham Avinu have an ayin toivah. Tamidim of Bilam HaRosha have an ayin ro. Bilam HaRosha and his Tamidim, they always see the negative side in things, they see the bad in things. We have an eye to see the good in things. Number one, Ayin Toivah, Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu, see the beautiful world that He created. See all the things that He has given us. See how well He takes care of us. Instead of being frustrated, why do I not have this, and why is this happening to me, and why is He doing that to me, why is she doing that to me? That's Ayin Ra, that's Bilam. When we're thanking Hashem, I have this beautiful gift from Hashem. We have to understand Hashem didn't give to me stam, not to be over Hashem, to be immersed in my physical drives, in my bad mitzvahs. He gave it to me, Adarabba, to use it as an ayin toivah. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu has an ayin toivah towards a Klal Yisrael. It says, Rashi brings in Chumash, that in the time of Klal Yisrael when in Mitzrayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was always had a symbol in front of him to remind himself, Kav Yochel, of the Shiva in Mitzrayim. He's always with us. Einoi v'libo yishol Klal Yisrael. He's looking at us in a way that He cares about us. He wants us to have only the best. And He's B'tzar when we're in B'tzar. And that's where we have to be. We have to have that Ayin Toivah. Number one, as we said, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate what we have. And if I appreciate what we have, what I have, and I'm thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what I have, and I feel fulfilled with what I have, then I have ability to also use that Ayin Toivah Klapei HaChayim. I don't have to look at somebody with a jealousy or look at their chesroinus, look at their milas. Say a good word to the person around me, because I see that he's a wonderful person, even if he has chesroinus, but he has tremendous milas. how much an ayin toiv can be. There's another Rashi in the Chumash that says, "Hazinu simu levavchem." Rashi says, so he brings the Chazal, "Tzoch odem sheyu einov ulevavoy v'ozno mechuvan l'divei Torah." He has to use his eyes also, always to be mechuvan for divei Torah. Not only should his ayin toivah be used to see the good in what he receives, the good Hashem does for him, the good in other people, but also to take advantage of the good. The best thing, lechik toiv nosati lochem teirosi al tazoivi, the Torah is the biggest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, and we have our eyes, not chas v'shalom, use it in a negative fashion to look at the wrong things, but to be mitzchabed to the Torah HaKadosh. That's what you want to say to these 2 points. Number one, once again, appreciation of the physical nature of the eye and a tremendous, tremendous gift, which is a sign of Hashem's tremendous chasodim and care for us. He could have made us without this, but no, he wanted us to have the perfect experience of the beauty of life and appreciate everything we have. And like we said, all the different pratim we said before, not to take any of these pratim for granted. Any one little prat, any one muscle that doesn't work. Kavachayim said, the nerves don't work. The eye doesn't function. Constantly this is happening without us even thinking about it. Hashem is always making sure with his hashgacha everything is working the way you should. And secondly, the ayin toiva of Klal Yisrael. Ayin toiva, appreciating what we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being sameach b'chalkeinu, appreciating it with those people we have around us and seeing the good in them. That nowadays we're all together within our own homes, our family, day after day. Other of the time for each one of us to look at the ayin toiv on each other, see the good things we didn't pay attention to till now. That's what Hashem wants us to be, to do, and that's why he's putting us in the situation of being in limited groups of people. So other of, we use this as a way of mechazik, our ability to see the good in one another. Together with that, using it for, like we said, for avodas Hashem, for Torah, and reminding ourselves that, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash, "V'hoyu eini v'livi yishom kol hayomim." My eyes, Kabbal Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will always be there. This is referring to Hashem's special Hashgacha and Hashuas HaShechina. Even after the Zman HaChurban, the Shechina never leaves Har HaBayis, and the special Hashgacha he has on Klal Yisrael emanates from there. So wherever we are, we can't go to Har HaBayis. We can't even go to the Kosel now, even though we're so close. But we happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is a big, big schus place, which is extra Hashgacha, and we see it now, and we have to mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is continue giving over us, giving to us a special Hashgacha. The more we recognize Hashem's Eino V'Liboy on us, Hashem's special Hashgacha upon us, how much He cares about us, the more we'll be Zeicha, the special Siyata Shemai from Him. And like I said, this is a special time to focus on that also, on the special Shmira Hashem has upon us. Take advantage of this special Tkufa. Use our Ayin Toiva within our family, within Klal Yisrael, a Naim Shalonu, to see what's going on, and a Leif, to become sensitive to everybody. Even people in Chutz La'aretz, Chmona Litzlan, it's much worse. You should feel the tzar of people over there, be mispalled for them. And thank Hashem for His Shmir upon us, and Mir Hashem, be Zeichad to Yeshua, and the Emesis, Simchas HaChag, for us and for Klal Yisrael.